Now, a galaxy of stars from the Czech art world met this week to open Ztracená nevinnost, or Lost Innocence, an exhibition showcasing three generations of Czech artists side by side. But it wasn't held at the National Gallery. The event took place in a somewhat less refined setting. Ztracená nevinnost marks the opening of the Meat Factory, an old warehouse skirting the railway in Prague's rough and ready Lihovar district. As well as providing a space for exhibitions, the Meat Factory serves as a concert venue, cinema and artist's residence. Rosie Johnson went to find out more.
The Meat Factory is the brainchild of film director Alex Zanellis, rock star David Koller and sculptor David Cherney. The gargantuan size of the building reflects the scale of the task in hand, to provide a platform for new Czech and international art and artists. On Tuesday evening, David Cherney showed me around.
We are staying in a gallery, and this is the first show which we asked the famous Czech artists to use their not typical a tool, which is a spray, to use the walls and basically do a graffiti. And this is what you can see. Unfortunately, since we are talking through radio, you won't, but you can of course come and see it.
Linka Lindaurova was in charge of putting together this first exhibition for the Meat Factory.
David Cherney asked me to come up with some exhibition to open the Meat Factory, and I had the idea, because it is really an alternative space, to get artists to spray paint art onto the walls. I asked artists who had no experience with this medium up until this point, and I deliberately chose famous artists in order to raise awareness of the space among the public and the media. I got the title of Lost Innocence from an Umberto Eco book.
Michael Richtstein is one of the artists taking part. He's a tutor at the Academy of Fine Arts in Prague and normally uses more traditional materials to paint. He talked me through his creation.
So here we are beside a railway, and around this building are heaps of wires. This is because homeless people peel away the outsides of electrical cables to get to the copper inside, and then they sell this copper on. So I took these copperless wires and made waves out of them, and then I spray-painted a black submarine coming up out of these waves. And on the top of the submarine is a white horse, which is under the spell of a penguin. And this is a message of love to this building.
As well as a large hall for exhibitions, the building also boasts a bookshop, concert hall, cinema, children's play area. This parent told me what she thought of the place.
Considering we are in Prague, it's quite rare to actually have some space for children in a like, gallery space and so. So I think that's just totally fine. And just maybe a little detail, if the heating would be working, which they are planning on in a few weeks or so, then it's gonna be just completed. I like it, it's great.
So the Meat Factory is still receiving its finishing touches. As well as the heating, it's set to be fitted up with a couple of 35mm projectors in the weeks. So what did I witness on Tuesday evening then? Was it in fact the grand opening? Again, here's David Cherney.
I wouldn't say even that it's grand opening. It's more or less a little opening of the doors. Or showing what's behind the doors and not the grand opening.
Grandly or not, the Meat Factory is open to visitors now, and entrance to Ztracená nevinnost is free until it comes to a close at the beginning of next month.